Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. It is Food for Thought Friday, and thank you so much for joining us. A lot of people tell me this is their favorite program that we do each week, and I just love to share some nuggets of wisdom that God has spoken to me through my time reading the Bible or one of the devotional books I'm reading, or maybe through a conversation I have with somebody over breakfast or lunch, or maybe at church and a family member, friend, and also social media. Sometimes I see some really good things there on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Also want to remind you that we have our 1 minute cup of hope that we do, that you can go to. Even TikTok, we're on TikTok trying to reach some younger folks. And at TikTok, you just simply type in Hope is Here, L-E-X. And we're on Twitter at Hope is Here, L-E-X. And also on Instagram at Hope is Here, L-E-X. Then on Facebook, our Facebook page is simply Hope is Here. And Greg Horn, G-R-E-G-H-O-R-N. But today I want to start off with, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, Paul said, "Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." So good, friends. Sometimes, you know, when we get weak, we can either kind of wallow in pity, or we can say, "You know what, Lord? I trust that you're with me. I trust that you're going to help me." The Bible says if God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:37, it says we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, it says, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." So the Bible goes on and on that God wants to help you when we are weak. Psalm 28:7, one of my life verses, says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in you, Lord, and I am helped." I love that verse. It says, amen, when I'm weak, God, you are my strength. And when I feel like people are talking about me and they're against me, family, friends, co-workers, you know what? You're my shield. You're my protector. But the big part is that second part of the verse, my heart trusts in you, Lord, and I'm helped. So I got to ask you today, do you trust God with whatever situation it is that you're dealing with, that right now, if you're honest, it kind of seems overwhelming? Friends, I've been there numerous times, and that's why I love this 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 verse. "Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest upon me, and that his grace is sufficient, that his power is made perfect in my weakness." Maybe you want to read there in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 today, verses, I believe it's 5 through 11, that little passage there in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Because, friends, sometimes we have to get to the end of ourselves before God can work and then move in a way that only he can do. And God wants to be in relationship with you. Being a Christian is not just a religion. It's more importantly, friends, it's a relationship. It is a relationship with the God of the universe, the very one that gave you breath this morning. Also, hey, that's why I sent my one and only son, Jesus, so that you can have a personal relationship with me. John 3:16, unfortunately, we live in a world now that less than half people, no, I'd say sometimes it might even be about a third. I need to actually research that, but that, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in God shall not perish but have everlasting life." And friends, I mean, that's just, God couldn't make it any simpler. He just says, hey, I love you, and I'm going to model what love is by giving. And those of you that have children or grandchildren, or if you're an aunt or uncle, you've got nieces, nephews, I mean, when I think about what Jesus went through, and he started out as a precious little baby. When I've had friends that have had kids, or foster parented some little kids, one was a 6-month-old little girl, two girls, Hope and Grace, they were 3 and 6 months old. And to see the little fingernails and toenails, the little fingers, the little toes of Gracie, the 6-month-old, was just, it just hit me so strongly that, you know, this is what Jesus was like when he was a 6-month-old. when I go to make hospital visits as a pastor, when somebody has a newborn child and I see the even just the smaller, I mean, you talk about newborns, 6 months old, you've already seen some growth, but a newborn and the little bitty fingernails and toenails, the little fingers and toes, and I'm just amazed. The Bible says how wonderfully made we are and that God knew us before we even formed in the womb of our mothers. And it's just so powerful, the reminder of love that God has for us. And so know today as a follower of Jesus that you are loved. John Orberg has written a lot of really good books and just retired recently as a pastor after being in ministry, I believe, for over 30 years, said, 7 ways to keep hope in Jesus alive. Say it again. 7 ways to keep hope in Jesus alive. Number one, through your daily prayer and reflection time. Daily prayer and reflection time. Second is the reading and studying of God's Word, the Bible. Third way to keep hope in Jesus alive in your life is acts of kindness and service, which should flow out of daily prayer and reflection, out of reading and studying the Bible. A fourth way to keep hope in Jesus alive is worship and praise. Oh, my goodness. That's one of my favorite things when churches will have a night of worship. Do them once a year, occasionally once a quarter, and just you get to go and just get your worship on and forget about your to-do list, your problems, your burdens, your heartaches, your disappointments, and just praise God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Love that hymn. And there's so many great, great songs praising God in Jesus' name. You get your worship on and praising Him and friends, that'll give you hope and make you hopeful, and you'll realize that hope is here when you worship God and praise Him through music. Another way to keep hope in Jesus alive is to meditate on Scripture. To just not read it so you can check your Bible reading plan or just so you feel better about yourself, check the box, I read the Bible today, but to really meditate on it and read Scripture and just say, God, please speak to me through your Word. I know it is Spirit-filled, and please, please speak to me. Another way to keep hope in Jesus alive in your life is to have fellowship with other believers. Oh, friends, it's so important. And, you know, Sunday mornings, people say, I can just watch online, and I get it. Sometimes you're sick, and, man, you don't want to be contagious and give what you have to other people. But a lot of times we just take the easy way out, people do, and they don't go to worship and say, I can just stay at home in my pajamas and drink my coffee. And, you know, maybe once a year, friends, okay, get that. But 99% of the time, we need to just say, no, I am going to be in the house of the Lord. I'm going to worship in person because God created us for worship. And worship should be a lifestyle. And we're not just talking about music. We're talking the teaching of His Word through communion, through the giving of the financial resources that God's entrusted us with it. And it's just so huge to have fellowship with other believers. I mean, think about it, friends. Jesus could have saved the world by himself, but he chose 12 guys to do that. He did life intimately for 3 years with those 12 guys. And then out of those 12, there was 3 that were kind of his guys, his boys, Peter, James, and John. So I think, did Jesus need it? No, not necessarily, but he wanted to model it because he knew that we need it. And so you're never more like Jesus when you're doing life with others and get in a life group or a Sunday morning class. Just there's so many great ways to get involved at your church and other things like Bible study fellowship that they have for just both men and women. And that'll help you keep your hope alive in Jesus. And last but not least, if you want to keep hope in Jesus alive, this wonderful list by John Ortberg, he says, trusting in God's plan. Trusting in God's plan. You know, sometimes we don't feel like that, friends, but we can do what simply Proverbs 3:5-6 says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and He will make your path straight. Isn't that encouraging to know today, friends? That God wants to do that. He wants to give you hope today. you know, we've all made choices in the past that maybe weren't the best ones, and none of us are completely innocent, but I'm so thankful that we get a fresh start every day to be a better person than we were yesterday. One of my favorite scriptures I've shared numerous times over the past almost 6 years now that we're doing Hope Is Here about once every 3 months, I mention it and feel like I need to mention Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23 today. It says that God's mercies are new every morning, and great is God's faithfulness. And friends, God, He loves you. He's with you. I know sometimes nights I've cried myself to sleep and you're just wondering, is life ever going to get better? But I'm so thankful. Each morning we get a fresh 24 hours, a fresh start to see what God wants to do in our lives and through our lives, and also just to glorify Him with our life. But here's the fact of the matter. We don't talk about it a lot of times, but I really believe it's true. You know, you are free to choose, but you are not free from the consequences of your choices. Oh, that's so good. You are free to choose, but you are not free from the consequences of your choices. So I want to encourage you today, friends, to choose wisely. It talks about in Jeremiah that the heart can be deceitful. I used to not like that verse when I was younger, but as I've gotten older, I've realized, yeah, my heart sometimes can deceive me and tell me there's things that I need, that I deserve, when I really have to realize, like, no, I don't need those. I don't deserve those. And if God wants me to have those, He will provide them for me. So take heed and listen to that today. Sometimes you're free to choose, but you're not free from the consequence of your choice. A little quote by Les Brown. He says, "You must tell yourself, no matter how hard it is or how hard it gets, I am going to make it." Oh, that's so good. With Jesus' help, friend, you are going to make it. Les Brown says, "You must tell yourself, no matter how hard it is or how hard it gets, I'm going to make it." And friends, you can count on that Jesus is going to help you, that He will be with you. I like that Janie Lewis, who is executive director of Natalie Sisters in downtown Lexington, shared this great quote on Facebook recently. She said, "And if, when it is all over, I am asked, what did I do with my life? I want to be able to say, I offered love." That's so good. Based off 1 John 4, verse 16. "And if, when it is all over, I am asked what I did with my life, I want to be able to say, I offered love." Oh, that's so good, friends, and hope that you took advantage of that and that you wrote that down, because that is the truth of the matter, friends. They will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. They will know that we are Christians by our love. Well, I want to close out today looking at 1 John. And I love in God's word how He loves to speak to His kids, friends. He wants to speak to me, and He wants to speak to you. So be encouraged by that today, friends, that Jesus wants to speak to you, and He cares so much about you. It says, "But if we walk in the light," in verse 7 of 1 John chapter 1, "but if we walk in the light, as Jesus is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin." That's 1 John 1, verse 7. Fortunately, out of time. Share this program if you've been blessed by it. We'll see you on Monday. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible, and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.